भगवती वासुदेवाय सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 3rd द बर्थ ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्ण टेक्स 32 श्री भगवान उवाच त्वमेव पूर्वसर्गेभु पृष्णे स्वयं भुवे सति तदायं सुतपा नाम प्रजापतिरकल्मषा. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead replied, "My dear mother, best of the chest, in your previous birth, in the Swayambhuva millennium, you were known as Prishni, and Vasudev, who was the most pious Prajapati, was named Sutapa." Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead made it clear that Devaki had not become his mother only now. Rather, she had been his mother previously also. Krishna is eternal, and his selection of a father and mother from among his devotees takes place eternally. Previously also, Devaki had been the Lord's mother and Vasudeva the Lord's father. And they were named Prishni and Sutapa. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears, He accepts His eternal father and mother, and they accept Krishna as their son. This pastime takes place eternally and is therefore called Nitya Leela. Thus there was no cause for surprise or ridicule, as confirmed by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 4.9. Janma karma cha me devyam evam yo vetti tattvata vaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti swarjana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this mortal world, but attains my eternal abode. O Arjuna, one should try to understand the appearance and disappearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from Vedic authorities, not from imagination. One who follows his imaginations about the Supreme Personality of Godhead is condemned. Avajananti ma mudha manushim tanum ashritam param bhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. Bhagavad Gita 9.11. The Lord appears as a son of His devotee by His Param Bhavam. The word Bhava refers to the stage of pure love, which has nothing to do with material transactions. Welcome back to Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Mandir. Many devotees have been to Shri Vrindavan Dham. Temple was quite empty here. So for me it's like a culture shock. Suddenly many devotees, they are there in the Bhagavatam class. But welcome to everyone for this Sunday Srimad Bhagavatam class. So here in this verse we can see that now the Supreme Lord has started speaking. In the previous verse, few verses, we saw that Vasudev and Devaki, they were offering wonderful prayers to baby Krishna, who had appeared. And He had appeared as four-handed Narayana form. And Vasudev, he offered wonderful prayers. He said that it was never a time when you did not exist. You are always existing. And even before the creation, you are existing. And at the end of the creation also, you are going to exist. Krishna is eternal. And when Lord appears, or when somebody remembers the Supreme Lord intensely, one gets complete assurance that Supreme Lord is going to protect us. We do not have to fear. Otherwise, in the material world, there are so many fearful situations. Even somebody may be devotee, sometimes they may get overwhelmed. But so many varieties of fears. And then he forgets the Supreme Lord. And then that causes us great anxiety. But when someone gives him that remembrance, that Supreme Lord is going to protect, he's going to take care of you, you don't have to worry. Then that gives us a great faith again to continue the process. And then later on, Devaki, she prayed wonderful prayers. And Devaki, being a mother, she had motherly affection for the child. And in first verses, she is praying that the fear personified death, he runs out of fear of Lord. Because whenever Supreme Lord is existing, there cannot be death. One is practicing the process of pure devotional service, he is assured of going back to Godhead. He will not die like an ordinary person. His material body may die, but his spirit soul is eternally existing. And after completion, he'll go back home, back to Godhead, and never to take birth again in this material world. So there'll not be repetition of birth and death. And then after those prayers, it is amazing that Devaki is expressing her fear. She's first verse, she's praying that the fear personified death is running out of fear. But she's expressing fear that the Supreme Lord has appeared. The first day, the first Janmashtami, we can say. Lord had appeared. We celebrate Janmashtami so many years till now. And at that time, they were in great anxiety because now Lord has appeared. It's a different type of anxiety. You cannot imagine that what type of anxiety Devaki and Vasudev, they were going through. Because the first six children were very ruthlessly killed by Kansa. And Vasudev, he was so honest that after every child was born, he was humbly going and submitting that child. And they knew that he is going to kill. And the way he was killing was very brutal. He was just smashing the child, the small child, we can imagine. Such a delicate body, doesn't know what is happening. And that child is going to be smashed on a big hard stone. And within no time, it will be just a small lump of flesh, blood and like that. And they had to tolerate all these kind of situations. They were tolerating for so many times. And this time when Lord appeared, He appeared in the four-handed form. So Vasudeva and Devaki, they understood that He is a Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is not an ordinary child. And this time, Devaki is saying that, let me hide you somewhere. I want to hide you somewhere because you have appeared now. It is causing me a great anxiety. Because you have assumed this four-handed form. And she knew that this four-handed form means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. And she's praying that in your incarnation as Mahavishnu, you hold all the universes. When you exhale, all the universes are created. When you inhale again, all those universes, millions and millions of universes, again go back to your abdomen. You hold them within your abdomen. And that Supreme Lord is taking birth in my womb. Isn't it a situation for ridicule? She's expressing like that. That how that Supreme Lord has taken birth in your womb. Who holds all the universes in His abdomen. So she was expressing different type of concern. That she may be ridiculed in this way. And another type of fear, concern was that Kansa may again find him. And he may again try to kill Krishna. So these are the different types of anxieties Mother Devaki was feeling that time. And this is quite natural. Because for any mother, when she gives birth to a child, there is happiness, definitely. But at the same time, there is anxiety also. Because now child is born, whether child will be a normal child, he will have a proper all the bodily limbs, till he starts speaking. So many anxieties are there. And then even that child starts growing, he is eating dirt, then again another type of anxiety. Just like in the case of Nimai, Lord Chaitanya. He, in his childhood pastimes, so many wonderful pastimes he was doing. And he was causing great anxiety to Shachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra. And once Shachi Mata, she gave him some rice, some sweets to eat, and she went for her work. And baby Nimai, he left everything and started eating dirt. So when Shachi Mata came and she saw that, what are you doing? You are eating dirt. This is not good. It is not good for your health. So then Nimai, who is the Supreme Lord, he has come again as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted to teach me wonderful lessons. So he said that it is all mud. It is all earth. The rice is transformation of earth. The dirt is also earth itself. So what is the difference if I eat dirt or rice? So then she explained that when you eat rice, then you become healthy and strong. But when you eat dirt, then your stomach will get upset. You will have diseases. So then he told that, then why didn't you tell me earlier? I will never eat dirt again. In this way, he was refuting the philosophy of Mayavada, that everything is one. So that way we can see that how Lord is revealing different pastimes and enlightening everyone. Then when he was growing old, he started growing, he was doing so many wonderful pranks on the banks of Ganges, disturbing Brahmanas. They would chant Gayatri mantra in the Ganges, and he would go underneath water and pull their legs. And sometimes the young girls there in Navadvip, Nadia, they would take offerings and go to worship Mother Shashti, Devi Shashti, and other demigods. So he would go in front of them and eat all the offerings. He would snatch away all the sandesh and different varieties of sweets. But they could not understand that why he is doing all this. But he was revealing that on whom you are meditating, that same Supreme Lord has appeared and he is performing this pastime. So you offer all these different offerings to me and I am accepting that. But of course, when the Supreme Lord is performing his pastimes, he brings all his eternal associates and he covers them with his Yoga Maya Shakti. So under the Yoga Maya, Krishna's internal potency, whenever somebody is covered, they think that he's an ordinary child or he's my friend or he's my lover. So in this way, Krishna makes them forget that he is a Supreme Lord. He does not reveal his majestic aspect that he does in Vaikuntha Loka. There is a lot of awe and reverence that Supreme Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and all others are servants, Dasya Bhav or Shanta Bhav. So there, that reciprocation doesn't happen, which Lord is hankering. He also wants to become friends of his devotees. He wants to become child. So in this way, when Supreme Lord comes, he covers himself with his Yoga Maya Shakti. And therefore, the devotees, they think that he is my child and I have to protect him. So therefore, these feelings of Devaki were quite natural. And it is explained that Devaki, she was in Mathura. And there was slight tinge of majestic aspect that the Supreme Lord, she saw that he is the Supreme Lord. But again he made her forget. But in Vrindavan, Mother Yashoda, she is under pure love of Krishna. She is thinking that he is my child. And he is going and stealing from neighbors. That's a big anxiety. The child starts stealing, picking up things from here, there. Because then the mother is in anxiety. What is this? That he is picking up things from neighbors and that's not a very good sign. What he will become in the future if he continues like that? Isn't it? So that causes a great anxiety to mother. And he would perform so many mischievous activities, Lord Krishna. Stealing butter, pinching small babies, making them cry, leaving the cows, and they would go and eat, drink all the milk. So all these different mischievous activities he was doing. And even in ordinary world also, somebody is doing that, causes great anxiety. So Supreme Lord is the Supreme Personality. Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality. Whenever he does mischievous activities, these are supreme. But at the same time, we are still glorifying the Supreme Lord. As Makhan Chor, or as Yashoda Damodar, we can see that Yashoda, she was thinking that if he continues like this, and she tries, she's trying to catch him so many times, but he's such a small boy, he just runs here, there, difficult to catch. But, and Acharyas explained that who can catch Krishna? Nobody can catch Krishna. Even the great yogis, they are trying to meditate on the tip of his lotus toe. But still, they are not able to get a small glimpse of his tip of the toe. They may do it for many, many millions of years, trying to control the breathing process, performing so many austerities. But Supreme Lord cannot be controlled by such yogis. But here, Mother Yashoda, she is trying to catch Krishna. She is running behind Krishna. Still Krishna is running. But when Krishna allows himself to be caught, then only he is caught. So therefore, when Mother Yashoda, she catches Krishna, and she wants to bind Krishna. Can you imagine? She first of all shows a stick that I will beat you. And when the child is, when Krishna is getting afraid, she leaves the stick. Because again, another type of anxiety. That if he gets more fearful, that is also not good for him. So she leaves the stick. But she wants to punish him. So she binds him. So in this we can see that although apparently it may appear that Mother Devaki or Yashoda, they had Supreme Lord as their son. But what type of anxieties they were going through, that's a transcendental anxiety. We cannot imitate such things. So therefore, here Devaki was expressing such type of anxiety. And then after expressing, Supreme Lord, he immediately starts speaking. He in fact doesn't give much time for them to continue more prayers, because he knew that now he has to leave. It is middle of the night, and of course all the doorkeepers and all those who were there outside guarding that prison, they were fast asleep under the spell of Krishna's yogamaya potency. And then he starts speaking, and he's saying, the Supreme Personality of God had replied, "My dear mother, best of the chaste, in your previous birth, in the Swayambhuva millennium, you were known as Prishni, and Vasudev, who was the most pious Prajapati, was named Sutapa." So in the very beginning, he is revealing their identities, who they were in their previous births. Because the Supreme Lord, he knows everything. Vedaham samatitani, vartamanani charchun, bhavishyani cha bhutani, mam tu vedana kashchana. Lord Krishna explains that in Bhagavad Gita, that I know everything. Vartama, that is the present, bhavishya, the future, and the past. I know everything. But me, no one knows. Nobody can understand Krishna. Without Krishna giving him them special intelligence. Or when Krishna reveals himself, then only Krishna can be understood. So therefore, when Krishna had appeared 5,000 years before almost, he could not be understood by many. Duryodhana, Dushasan, they could not understand Krishna because Krishna did not reveal to them. Only Pandavas, Draupadi, Kunti, Bhishma, Pitama, they could understand, and some more personalities, that he is the Supreme Lord. He has taken birth in this Vrishni dynasty, and he may be appearing as their relatives, but he is the Supreme Lord. They could understand. So, in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita also, Lord Krishna gives that remembrance, or he reveals to Arjuna that it is not this time I am giving this knowledge to you. Imam vivasvate yogam proktavanam avyam vivasvan manvipraho manurikshvakave bravit. Lord Krishna is explaining that in the very beginning, I gave this knowledge to Sun God, Vivasvan. And Vivasvan gave to Manu, the father of mankind. And Manu gave it to Ikshvaku. And in this way, this knowledge has been coming down in the disciplic succession. And it is explained that there are two types of disciplic succession: Rajarshi Parampara and Brahmarshi Parampara. That in this verse, when Lord Krishna is explaining that disciplic succession, it is a Rajarshi Parampara. Evam Parampara Praptam Imam Rajarshayo Vidhu. I give this knowledge to saintly kings because they are the leaders of the society, and then they maintain all the laws given by the Supreme Lord, and they teach all the citizens in that way, and in that way they can achieve the perfection of their lives. So that is the duty of the Kshatriya kings. So Supreme Lord is revealing that. So of course Arjuna puts forward his doubt. Aparam bhavato janma Param Janma Vivasvati. That Vivasvan had taken birth before you. How am I to understand that you instructed this knowledge to him so many millions of years before? Because I am seeing you as my friend. Now you have taken birth some years before. So Krishna again reveals, Bahuni me vetitani janmani tavachar. That we had taken many, many births earlier. Bahuni me atitam. I can remember all, but you cannot remember. Because the Supreme Lord, it is explained that he is completely spiritual. His body is not material. In the ordinary world, or in our cases, we have this material body. And material body goes through so many transformations. And at the end, we have to leave this body. Material body we have to leave here only. And we go to take another body. So we change the bodies. And because we change the bodies, we forget what had happened in the previous birth. Some may remember also, there are cases that they remember about their past lives. But that also proves that the soul transmigrates from one body to another. But in the case of the Supreme Lord, this is not the case. He doesn't change his body. His body is always spiritual. Satchidananda. Satchidananda Vigraha. Anadir Adir Govinda. Sarva Karana Karana. That he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada explains that Supreme Personality of Godhead, not just Godhead or God, but the Supreme Personality. He is supreme amongst all other personalities, the supreme demigods and everything. So Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. He does not have beginning. He is the cause of all causes. He is the beginning of everything. So in this way, the Supreme Lord reveals even to Arjun that we had taken births earlier. You have forgotten, but I have not forgotten. So similarly, in this verse also, he is now revealing to Mother Devaki and Vasudeva. He is telling them that in previous birth, in the Swayambhuva millennium, that is the first Swayambhuva Manu. In one day of Brahma, there are 14 Manus, they come. And Swayambhuva Manu is the first Manu. And the present Manu is the seventh Manu, Vaivasvat Manu. So Lord Krishna is revealing that in the very beginning, at the time of Swayambhuva millennium, you were known as Prushni and Vasudeva. So they were existing that time also. And Vasudeva was one of the Prajapatis, Sutapa. And Devaki was Prushni. And Brahma, he told Prajapatis to progenate and populate the universe. That was the duty of them. So he told him that you start populating this universe. So that time, they had performed severe austerities. So many millions years before, they had performed austerities. And it is, Krishna is going to reveal what type of austerities they had performed in their previous births. They could not remember. Because the Supreme Lord makes them forget. If they remember everything, then there is no reciprocation of love. So therefore Krishna makes them forget. And now he is revealing again. And he is explaining them that they had performed severe austerities. 12,000 years by the calculation of demigods. In the scorching heat, sun, monsoon and cold, they had controlled the breathing process. And they were eating only the leaves fallen on the ground. So at that time also Lord had appeared in front of them. And he told them that you have performed so many austerities, I'm very pleased. What do you want? So they desired that the Supreme Lord to become their son. So many millions of years they had desired that Supreme Lord should become their son. Become their son. And this time he has become their son. He has fulfilled that desire. Krishna never forgot that promise. Krishna never forgets anything. If he has given some promise, of course to very, very elevated devotees, we cannot expect that Krishna will promise me something. We should perform our sadhana bhakti sincerely and following the instructions of spiritual master and his representatives. Then we will be purified. So Lord Krishna himself had to tell, because nobody can remember what had happened. Krishna is the only supreme witness for their austerities. So he is revealing them that They had performed austerity. They desired Supreme Lord to become their son. And therefore, now he has become their son. And he became, this is the third time he is becoming the son. It is not the first time. When they were Sutapa and Prushni, that time he appeared as Prushni Garbha. Swayambhu Amano, that time. And then later on as Vamanadeva. And they had become Aditi and Kashyap. So that time again he had become their son, Vamandeva, as a dwarf incarnation. And this is the third time now that he has become their son. So therefore Krishna is telling Mother Devaki that do not worry. She was in great anxiety. What is going to happen? That you have taken birth and you are like 400 form and everyone is going to ridicule me. Krishna is telling that no need of worry. You don't have to worry about anything. And in this way, Krishna, he starts revealing the further things. And because he had to go to, he tells them later on that you take me to Gokul, where Mother Yashoda has given birth to her daughter. And you exchange me with that daughter. And you come back. So what they had to do in this hour of crisis, he's telling. Because it was like a crisis for them. Krishna has taken birth and still that is causing her anxiety. How to solve this situation? So Krishna himself had to tell this kind of thing, that you have to exchange me with the daughter and again you come back. So in this we can see that the Supreme Lord, how he reciprocates with his devotees. It is amazing. And this pastime is going on for so many days and it will go on for many more days and months, that Krishna's birth. And Srila Prabhupada also explains that Janma karma chame divyam. Evam yo vetya tatata. Somebody who understands the transcendental nature of Krishna's birth and his activities, he does not have to take birth again in this material form. And there are so many speakers, they are narrating these stories and telling, but it is never the same. Every speaker will give some different angle. He will have some different point to tell. And even if the same speakers start speaking, the same pastime, there will be some other different point it will come. So Krishna, he is Navanavayama. He reveals different, he gives intelligence to different devotees that how you can understand it. Because Krishna is unlimited. His qualities are unlimited. They are always increasing. So, this is how Krishna reciprocates with his devotee. And what we can understand from this, that the process of Krishna consciousness is very, very powerful. We should have complete faith in this process of Krishna consciousness. Because we may sometimes feel that I am performing devotional service for so many years and nothing is happening. My consciousness is also not changing. But we do not know actually. We have to continue the process with faith. Because Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabuna Shamanadi Shuddha Chitte Karya Buddha. It is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita that the Krishna Prem is there in everyone's heart. And we have to hear these stories in the association of devotees. And in that way our heart will become purified. When our heart gets purified, then everything will be refilled. We may have so many anarthas. Every time we are struggling with our chanting or performing devotional service. And we may think that when this will end, it is, seems to be unending process. That we start chanting and it becomes a very heavy. That when chanting will end, that's our condition. But that is a medicine we need to take to become purified. Once somebody asked Srila Prabhupada that I'm facing so many problems and when this will end. So Prabhupada said that when Mahavishnu inhales, that time all these problems will end. Because we may try to solve something, whatever solutions we give, they cause another problem. So that is unending, actually it doesn't end any time. We have to just tolerate many things which are beyond our control. We need to just tolerate and pray to the Lord to give the strength to increase our tolerance. So, and we should have complete faith that this process will work. And another lesson we can learn is that we should never judge devotees from the externals. Externally, we cannot understand who is on which level. Just like Kansa, he could not understand Vasudeva and Devaki. They were great devotees. They had performed great austerities. And Krishna had promised them that he is going to take birth. But Kansa could not understand. He was covered over. He thought that they are causing me a great anxiety. Their existence is a source of great anxiety for me. And whatever children they are going to give birth, they are going to be cause of my death. So he was in such a fearful situation. So he wanted to kill everyone. And even when Krishna also could not be found, Krishna, by his own arrangement, he went to Gokul. Later on, he was killing all the babies in that town. Whoever had taken birth, he was sending and killing all the babies. So we can imagine how much fearful he was. So he was trying to judge them externally. So externally, they could not be judged. They were great devotees. So therefore, we had to be careful. We should not judge someone externally. Because somebody has performed great austerities or performed devotional service and he has come to devotional service and he is making fast progress. And sometimes in the conditioning nature or one may think that why is getting so much mercy? Isn't it? Sometimes it may happen that envy may come. That why this devotee is getting a special attention? Why not me? Hare Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna, Shri Radha Gopinath. So we have to be very careful that because we don't know, we should be just offering respect to every devotee. That you are so glorious, you are a great devotee and let me serve you. When we develop that humble service attitude, then we will be in a safer situation. Otherwise, indirectly we are challenging Krishna. That whatever you are doing is not perfect. Isn't it? That's indirect way of telling Krishna that you are not doing something proper. This is something contrary to my sense gratification. So that's our condition. We don't know. Therefore we need to take a humble position. So therefore, and of course Krishna knows everything. Krishna knows what is going on in our heart also. What feelings we are developing against some devotees. Krishna knows everything. We cannot cheat Krishna. We have to be very careful. So therefore, if you want to achieve the mercy of the Supreme Lord, that we should try to purify our consciousness. Because this is a process of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada explains that Krishna consciousness, What is our consciousness? That is more important than externals. Somebody may be very ordinary devotee, but he may be always thinking of becoming a servant of the servant and trying to find out different ways and means to serve devotees. So that's a very glorious. So therefore, one needs to develop that consciousness, how to purify our consciousness. And then one will be in a safer situation. So therefore, this is very important, that how we purify our consciousness by hearing these pastimes, praying to the Supreme Lord, and waiting for His mercy to appear in His life. Waiting for the Supreme Lord to appear in His life. Because Supreme Lord will take everyone back home, back to God. That is His promise. Since devotees have come to this process of Krishna consciousness, somehow that our process has begun. The journey has begun. Now we have to be very careful how we travel on that path. Because sometimes there may be obstacles, sometimes there may be dangerous situations. So one has to be very careful how one traverses the path. So when after going through all this, then one will come to the higher and higher pure platforms. Then he will accept everything as Krishna's mercy. There will not be any question of grudges against someone or blaming someone. Even it may be a very difficult situation, one sees everything as a special mercy of the Lord. And this also we can learn with, in the case of Vasudeva and Devaki, that they were not blaming the situation, that what is this, that we are in this prison house and we are here for suffering so much. We have to give birth to Krishna and we should be a very nice situation. They are not blaming anything. They accepted everything at the mercy of the Lord. And still they continued the process to maintain their consciousness. So therefore we can see that they are glorified in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore, it is quite important that how we develop that tolerance. And today is also the disappearance day of Srila Gaur Kishwadas Babaji Maharaj, who exhibited wonderful devotional qualities. And he is considered to be Vairagya Murti, renunciation personified. How one should remain detached from this material world, and at the same time maintain the highest consciousness. So, Srila Gaur Kishwadas Babaji Maharaj, he appeared in 1830. And he was, he appeared in Bangladesh that time. It was West Bengal, on the banks of the river Padma. And it is said that his name was Bhamsidas, or his father's name was Bhamsidas. It is not very clear. And he was married, and he was, whatever duties he was doing in his household life, he was doing all those by honest means. He didn't cheat anyone. And even during that time also, he exhibited his great spiritual nature. And after 20 years, his wife passed away. So that time, he decided to go to Vrindavan. He went to Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, he met Srila Bhagavad Das Babaji Maharaj, who was the disciple of Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And we can see that in our line, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj parampara is there. So Srila Gaur Kishodas Babaji Maharaj comes in that parampara. And it is explained that he took initiation from Srila Bhagavad Das Babaji Maharaj, and he gave him Paramahansa Babaji initiation. And he was just wandering in Vrindavan for almost 30 years in different forests, just chanting the names of the holy names. And then later on, he was like almost in his 60s, in 1897 almost. Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, at that time he was quite old. And we know that the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was hidden. It was not revealed. Because after Lord Chaitanya's disappearance, the Ganges, Mother Ganges, had flooded everywhere. And all these wonderful holy places were hidden from the material vision. So at that time, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wanted to find out the exact birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was trying to do a lot of research and trying to find out old maps. And then he found out one place. He was contemplating that this would be the place. And later on, when he was in Godrum Dweep, in his Swananda Sukhada Kunj, he saw that there is some golden light coming. So it was revealed to him that is a place. And then he took Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj there, who was almost carried in basket. And when he reached there, he started jumping. So much high that his lotus feet were touching the head. So that confirmed that this is a place of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. Because at that time, that place, lot of tulsi was also growing. So, that time, Srila Gaur Kishodas Babaji Maharaj was also called to come to visit that place. And he came from Vrindavan to Navadvip Dham. And later on it is explained that he never left Sri Navadvip Dham. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he came there, he came, Gaur Kishodas Babaji Maharaj came. He understood that he is a great Mahabhagavat. Because he could understand immediately that he is not an ordinary Vaishnava or a false sadhu or something. Because at that time, there were so many false gurus and sadhus were putting the dress and they were trying to do so many illicit activities. But he could understand that he is a very, very exalted soul. And he made a bhajan kutir for him at Godrum Dweep. Godrum Dweep is considered to be a kirtan place. Navadvip, each island represents one of the aspects of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. So Godrum Dweep represents kirtan, where chanting of the holy names and glories of the Supreme Lord would be always sung. So he made a small bhajan kutir for him and he would chant there. And Swananda Sukhada Kunj, which is the house of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, still it is there. Devotees, they go to yatras and they visit that place, historical place. And it is explained that that was a place of Lord Nityananda. Because Lord Nityananda, he started preaching from that place. He had his Namata center there. So that was a very, very powerful place where Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was staying. and he is to recite on Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Gaur Kishoradas Babaji Maharaj used to come and attend those lectures, although he was a great soul. And he was, Babaji Maharaj, he could understand who is the real person and who is pretending. He would not allow anyone to come near, because they would come and they would ask for so many material benedictions, and sometimes he would scatter fish bones around him and sit and chant. So people would think that maybe he is a fish eater, so we should not approach him. And he would hide in some different places. He would not allow anyone to come closer to them. And he would go on with his chanting alone. So he would come and hear Shri Bhakti Vinod. So we can understand that how, what was the level of association he was getting. And Srila Bhakti Siddhant Sardar Thakur Maharaj, who was the son of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur told that you should take initiation from Gaur Kishoradas Babaji Maharaj. And he had decided that he will not give initiation to anyone. But still, Srila Bhakti Siddhant Sardar Thakur Maharaj, he approached him. But he did not entertain him so much. Once he had to cross one bridge, and every day he would go by that bridge, Gaur Kishoradas Babaji Maharaj. So Srila Bhakti Siddhant Thakur Maharaji went to him and he just pleaded that if you don't give me initiation, I will just jump from this bridge and just drown myself in Jalangi, Saraswati River. And who was Srila Bhakti Siddhant Sardar Thakur Maharaj? He was the most learned. He was considered to be walking encyclopedia. He had remembered. He had a photographic memory. He would read once and he could narrate it again after so many times afterwards. And he wanted to take initiation from Srila Gaur Kishoradas Babaji. And he didn't want to give any initiation to anyone. That was a very transcendental competition was going on. But of course, Gaur Kishoradas Babaji Maharaj, he allowed him. And that was the only one disciple here. And he gave him the name Varshabhanavi Devi Daita. Varshabhanavi is the name of Srimati Radha, the daughter of Vrishabhanu. Dai Das means who is a very dear to the daughter of Vrishabhanu. So he gave him, he had Gaur Kishoradas Babaji Maharaj, he had one cap which was made up of tiger skin. And he had one basket in which a lot of puja paraphernalia was there, which was given by his spiritual master, Shri Bhagavaddas Babaji Maharaj. And that was given to him by his spiritual master, Shri Jagannathas Babaji Maharaj. So in this way, he gave whatever small possessions he had to Shri Bhakti Siddhant Sardar Thakur Maharaj. And he gave him some ropes, knotted ropes, something to chant. Later on, in 1908, he lost a vision, material vision. He could not see properly because he would not take care of him physically. He would have ill health. And Srila Bhakti Siddhant Sardar Thakur Maharaj told him that, I will take you to Calcutta. We will take care of your health. We will, eyes, everything, we will try to cure. So he would become very upset. Don't take me to that material universe again. I do not want to go. in the material ordinary world, somebody may would be doing any kind of, would be paying anything to recover his vision. But he would say, no, no, I don't want to get my vision back. That was the mood. He didn't want to see anything of this material world. And then once Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Maharaj was insisting, so he just ran away from that place and didn't appear. He appeared after 40 days. And he was telling that, if you tell me again like this, I will drown myself in Saraswati and I will kill myself. I will not drown in Ganga, because if I drown myself in Ganga, I will become ghost. And because of his purity, he could understand everything. So that time, afterwards, he again came back after 40 days. And then again he started speaking that just by killing oneself, one will not achieve Krishna. One should perform devotional service. So in this way, he was giving the highest philosophical truths. Although apparently he may appear to be a very simple person, or he would not dress properly and speaking sometimes harsh words. But he was, whenever he would speak, that was the ultimate conclusion of Vedic truths. And he would carry two books with him, Prema Bhakti Chandrika and Prarthana, which are the books, songs written by Srila Narottam Das Thakur, which reveal the ultimate conclusions of Gaudiya philosophy. So in this way, he would exhibit so many, it's a different behavior he would exhibit. And on this day, when he passed away, he was in Kulia, or before that there was one more incident, that once when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Maharaj was constructing, or Yogapeeth, they wanted to construct a temple proper, so that time he suddenly appeared, Gaurakishwardas Babaji Maharaj suddenly appeared in the middle of the night. And Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Maharaj asked him that, how you could come here? You are not able to see, but how you came here? So he said that someone brought me. So he said that, how someone can bring you in the middle of the night? Almost 2 in the night he came. But still, he said, no, someone brought me here. So that time Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Maharaj could understand that he was not able to see, he did not have material vision, but it must be none other than the Supreme Lord Krishna who has brought him to that place. And then he disappeared. So in this way, that was the great exalted character of Srila Gaurakishwardas Babaji Maharaj. And then when he passed away on this day, that time there was a big chaos, or uproar, or dispute amongst different priests of Navadvip. They went to Kulia to get his body, because they knew that if we make his samadhi near our temple or something, that will give us a good money. That was a material motive they had. That time Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Maharaj came, and as a lion guru, Sinha guru, he was challenging all those imposters, sadhus there, and they were claiming, they were trying to claim his body to make his samadhi. And that time one inspector of police also came there. He had to come because it was such a big difficult situation to handle. So that time Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Maharaj, he started speaking, and he started challenging them, all these bogus sadhus. And he told them that if you had not performed any sinful activities within 1 year, you can take his body. Then within 6 months, when some they start living, within 3 months, 1 month, 1 week, 3 days, and slowly, slowly, all those bogus bhajis, they left that place. And that inspector, he was doubting that how you will believe them. So that time Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj said that I will have faith in their words. I will believe them, whatever they are saying. And because he was such a powerful personality, nobody could stand in front of them. And in this way, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj claimed his body, and then he wanted to have his samadhi near Kuli. So one person came forward, and then he offered his some place, and they made some samadhi. But later on, there were a lot of materialistic activities were going on. So that time again, the Ganges was flooded at that place. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, he arranged some people to claim, to get his samadhi, and he brought him to other place near in Navadvip, Patana, something place is there, they're very broad, and again made his samadhi there. So that is the right place of his samadhi. So in this way we can see that today is a very glorious day. We should pray to him to receive his mercy. And today is also Bhishma Panchak, the last 5 days of Kartik month. And it is explained that one should try to chant extra rounds, perform special austerities. Sometimes devotees, they eat once grain or something. Or sometimes they can continue for 5 days without eating grains or anything. So like that, there are different types of austerities are there and regulations are there. But all these regulations should be done to please the Supreme Lord, to receive the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Hare Krishna. Anyone has any questions, comments? Yes.
Material elements, and for example the mind is much higher, it's much more subtle. Just by thinking you can
do so many, like machine or ordinary machine work. So in spite of so many examples being available in material nature, why is it so difficult for us to understand the difference between spiritual nature and material nature?
Because we are still conditioned. We are having a lot of conditionings. The process is very powerful. We should have faith in the process. Okay. When we practice the same process, when our heart will become purified, then everything will be very clear. And it is there in the spiritual. Everyone has his own spiritual nature. You have a spiritual body. Do you know that? Everyone has their own spiritual bodies. But it is not revealed now. Because we are still conditioned. But when we practice the process, then gradually all these, once all purification go, means cleared away, all dirty things go away from our heart, then everything will be clear. So, therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Chaito Darpana Marjana. Our heart is like the mirror. But it is covered with dust now. But when we cleanse away that dust, then everything will be very clear. And of course, by our own endeavor, we cannot do anything. We should try. Our effort should be one part. That's why this Damodar Month is so significant. It is reminding us again and again. Two fingers short always. Isn't it? Why two fingers short? Because one is our endeavor and another is the mercy of the Lord. We may try to see Krishna. Okay. But Krishna does not reveal. How can we see Krishna? When Krishna reveals himself, then even an ordinary person, even he may be a dumb person, he can speak eloquent poetry. That is a faith we must have. That Supreme Lord can do anything. We cannot do. Once we give up that position of controllership or I can do something, then the Supreme Lord will handle. As long as we are thinking that I am the doer, Krishna is just smiling. He doesn't do anything. But when we totally depend on Him, then He will take care of us. So therefore, it is quite important. And this is, again, Krishna also explains in Bhagavad Gita that Daivyesha Gunamai Mama Maya Durat. That this is a divine energy of mind which is very difficult to overcome. By our own endeavors we cannot overcome. But what is the solution immediately gives? Mamaiva ye prapadyante mayamitamtam. Anyone who takes shelter of him, he can immediately cross. So therefore, our struggle in this mortal world seems to be unending. When we are struggling, it appears that it's not going to end. We are just sometimes get caught up. And the more we try to struggle again, it is increasing. Just like somebody is having a dream, something, and he is having so much fearful situation around him. And he's just struggling. But as soon as he wakes up, then he realizes that, oh, that was a dream. It was not true. And therefore, when we realize, Srila Prabhupada therefore explains that this is a daydream. We have whatever dream we have, night is a night dream. But this is also a daydream. We're dreaming that I have to do this, I have to do that. But when we awaken ourselves to the higher level of consciousness, the higher reality, we have eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord. We have forgotten that. When that remembrance will come, then we will not have any kind of fear. Because all the fear comes when we forget Krishna. As soon as we remember Krishna, then we do not have any fear. Just like in the case of Vasudeva and Devaki, they were afraid. That was another type of fear, that Kamsa will come and he may harm Krishna or something. But Krishna, he appeared and gave him the assurance. So therefore, we should allow Hare Krishna. Yes, Krishna has appeared. So therefore, when we stand in front of the Lord, then we do not have any kind of fear. Isn't it? Any other question? Any comments? Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.